Despite a record number of deaths reported yesterday, Idaho's coronavirus infection rates are trending downward. Schools and businesses are moving forward with reopening plans. Tess Goodwin tells us what that could mean in the coming weeks.
Since hitting highs in July, case numbers and positivity rates have been on the decline. But Dr. David Pate, a member of Idaho's coronavirus task force, told Idaho Matters it's important to put those numbers in context.
Even though it's going down, on most days, our number of new cases are still more than what we were at our first peak.
Pate says hospitals have twice as many COVID-19 patients now than they did during the first surge in April. Over the past few weeks, some Idaho universities have returned to in-person classes. This week, Boise and West Ada County schools transitioned to the yellow risk category, meaning many students could be back in K-12 classrooms as early as next week. Boise bars could also reopen soon.
You can list 10 different things that are not going to be good factors for us, and I suspect in the next several weeks, we should be seeing probably what is going to be the beginning of another surge.
The current numbers could mean a false sense of security, says Pate, leading people to be less careful. Another complicating factor, the upcoming cold and flu season. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.